This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Hopping right in to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Number of items this week on the story list, and so we want to get to at least going through the stories. I don't promise we're going to touch on each one of them, because once in a while, Michael and I get distracted with other issues. But I promise you we'll get the story list and the people list, which is published, by the way, at Talkers.com every week, and also at GoodDayShow.com. Michael, welcome to the end of this second week of March. March 11th to the 15th is the week we're reviewing for the charts. So straight from our heart, right to the chart.
All right, here we go. At number 10, we have Boeing troubles. At number 9, the Biden budget. At number 8, unrest in Haiti. The Israeli-Hamas war is at 7. At number 6, another war, the Russia-Ukraine war, now into its third year. Number 5, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 4, the Biden classified documents case. TikTok legislation is at number 3. Donald Trump's legal battles at number 2. And number 1, the presidential race of 2024. The people on the survey, we have Pope Francis at 10. At number 9, Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier. At number 8, Benjamin Netanyahu. Vladimir Putin. At number 7, Mike Johnson 6. At number 5, Robert Herr. Fannie Willis at 4. At number 3, we have RFK Jr., Aaron Rodgers, and Jesse Ventura, all tied.
Perfect.
Let me tell you something, McMahon. I should be the president.
Donald Trump at number 2 and Joe Biden at number 1. And another week, another crazy week out there on the airwaves of America.
You realize why Jimmy is called barbecue, right?
No.
You don't know?
No.
He's sort of the erstwhile leader of the resistance in Haiti, has created a circumstance in which where there's a population that's very hungry. He's taking certain members of the society and barbecuing them and eating them.
That's a smart use Haiti of potential meat.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I believe they call it cannibalism. And so there's what's going on in Haiti. Be happy. That whole country is ruined, gone. Like, just done. After that, the weather event, they just, just done. So, at any rate, we're going to discuss many of the stories, some of the people involved in things, including a focus on Stephen J.J. Wiseman in a couple of ways during the course of this hour. And also the Russian election is this weekend. It's St. Patrick's Day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So as usual, Michael Harrison and I have lots to talk about with you, and we will do that after we celebrate this huge St. Patrick's Day sale going on now at Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, and enjoy their Lucky 7 sale. If you've ever used this product, Calitrin, to lose weight and keep it off, then you know how valuable it is, you know how good it is, you know how successful you'll be if you get onto the program. I saw something I was talking about earlier, a woman who was on the program for 4 months. She lost 49 pounds. Now, that's not to say you either need to lose that much weight or you can, because everybody's body is different and everybody focuses on it differently. But this is the best support you can find because it's all natural, among other things. And this is a very good time to buy it because of the $7 off each of the bottles of Calitrin. No matter how many you buy, you get $7 off. The more you buy, the more you save. kind of, yeah, I guess makes a lot of sense, right? When you think about it, you put two and two together, you still get four. And then they offer that afterpay, so you can shop now and enjoy now what you pay for later. It's an interest-free deal from the folks at Calitrin, the weight loss formula that is stimulant-free, drug-free, can be used with any medication, doesn't make any difference. Use it, enjoy it, win in the weight loss game with Calitrin. Go to toploss.com, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you have to pay for shipping, and you get this great St. Patrick's Day deal. Check it out now. Calitrin, natural way to lose weight at toploss.com. All right, so the I know this is going to excite you, Michael. There are no presidential campaigns except one in Russia. This weekend is the Russian election.
Yeah.
It has begun. This would be his fifth presidential term if he's reelected. I know there's a big question in the mind of lots of people as to whether Putin can win, because, you know, he has all that legitimate opposition over there. May have a tough time.
Yeah, he'll have been the leader of Russia for the entire 21st century.
Yeah.
At least to this point. Not forever. I doubt he'll make it. But
right.
But, yeah, that's kind of a sham election. What can I say? I do want to mention one thing that I've been
yes.
sort of ruminating on during the break there, that when you were talking.
Yeah.
This barbecue guy, there is absolutely no evidence that he's involved in cannibalism. You mentioned that. This is
that's why he's called barbecue. So how does he, where did that come from, would be the question.
Elon Musk has been spreading the rumor that Haitian migrants are engaged in cannibalism and that they're going to come here and eat you. And and there's no confirmed reports of that. There is perhaps based loosely on myth or culture or history or stories that, you know, there's voodoo and there's cannibalism in Haiti. But as far as the present crisis is concerned, I mean, as far as I know, I mean, I'm not an expert on Haiti, but I think that this is hyped up conspiracy theory. And the main carrier of that has been Elon Musk.
No, I can't imagine that to be true. Are you sure?
Am I sure? I'm not sure of any of this.
Are you sure?
As a matter of fact, the one thing I'm sure of is I'm not sure. Therefore, I'm careful what I say. I mean, you. I don't know.
I was being facetious.
I think you were, but because it's
yes.
Because it's one of those serious topics that so many people are tuning into this show who were really not up to speed at all on Haiti. Haiti sort of came out of left field, didn't it? I mean, we don't walk around in this country thinking about Haiti. We just don't.
Not at all. But a lot of the illegals that are coming into the country are coming from Haiti.
Right.
And they're trying to come here because they have, like, no place else to go. There's nothing. Haiti is in ruins. That is true.
Yeah. Yeah. So it gives a kind of a I don't want to say unfair or unwarranted or unproven bias against them if suddenly people think, oh, those Haitian migrants are cannibals.
Right. There you go.
That's all I'm saying.
Good point. No, that's a good point. And so you've inspired us once more to think about some of that stuff as it applies to the rumors that start here by people who have either something to gain. Sometimes they have nothing to gain. They just like to spread rumors. And then there are those, especially when it comes to politics and where you stand. I don't know if you watched the Academy Awards last Sunday night. The host was Jimmy Kimmel. I thought actually the show went better, and I liked it for the most part. There are some awards that are boring. But Kimmel waited kind of to the end to read a text that had been sent to him, or that Trump had put on his own service, if you will. And that, you know, a lot of people thought it was a put on, and it wasn't. Trump really, huh?
What did he do?
He read. You didn't see the end of the thing. It was.
The beginning. I didn't watch the. I don't watch the Oscars anymore. I don't watch a lot of things live. I check them out later on YouTube or on the news.
Yeah.
That's a long show to sit through.
A lot I just of, like to see the stars, kind of. I just am a little starstruck. It's kind of fun. There's some. It was well done. This is the best Oscars for quite a long time.
A lot of it was ruined Jimmy because Kimmel. Of the pandemic. You know, the pandemic.
Exactly.
But go on. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. No, it's okay. I just Jimmy Kimmel is one of these guys that feels like the rest of the world depends on what he thinks about stuff like Trump. And he likes to taunt Trump, and it's really over the top, it's overkill, and it just is annoying, frankly, for people, even if you're not an ardent Trump supporter. It's just annoying. And so, anyway, but he did have at the end this email that was sent by Trump to him, and he read it live on the Oscars. And it really was kind of an interesting touch, frankly.
Well, what did he say?
It was Trump basically took a shot at Jimmy Kimmel being talentless and doesn't know how to be a host, and it was a terrible show, and yada, yada, yada. And at first, I don't think the audience thought it was real, and then they kind of realized that it was real. It was really from Trump. And it just set an interesting tone. It wasn't bad. It wasn't good. It was Kimmel. That's kind of
well. If in the course of hosting this show, you received a telegram, whatever that means in this day and age, from Trump saying that you're talentless, would you say it? Would you bring it up on the show?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So why is Jimmy Kimmel bad?
No, I didn't. I'm not criticizing. I just thought it was a good touch. Actually, but a lot of people didn't think it was real. And then it turned out to be real.
Trump is the world's greatest troll. I mean, Trump is always lurking in the shadows. When does he have time to run his business or run the country? He's like the world's biggest social media freak.
Yep, right. Exactly. And, you know, to show you how silly this stuff all gets, I won't belabor this point, but there was an article this week about Sean Hannity getting older. And how much makeup.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Poor.
The makeup department slathers makeup on him.
Oh, God.
To make him look better, because he's aging.
Oh, my goodness. I knew that was a fake young look that he had all those years.
Right. Yep. But you look at the what the news media, supposed news media, does. It's so full. I mean, I go across. You can go across the spectrum, and I haven't even talked about the Huffington Post for a long time and how they take shots at people like Jeanine Pirro. It's so overdone. And so I've said what my piece is. We get back to some of the items in the countdown, including some of your comments on social media coming right up here. It's now 18 after the hour on the countdown.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricut 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
There's always something so special about getting the gift of Omaha Steaks. I know that it's one of my favorite gifts to give. It's one of my favorite gifts to receive. And especially around holiday times when we know we are going to be loaded up and we start planning our menus around it. But also, regardless of gifts, it's so great to just buy yourself, treat yourself. And guess what? Right now, the Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You can get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Simply go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all of the delicious flavors you crave at half the price. From their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignons, my mouth is already watering, their pure ground burgers, comfort classics, and easy to prepare meals that are perfect for those busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you'll get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers on select packages when you shop at omahasteaks.com/Doug.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Fast one.
Damn scammers.
Don't believe me, you can ask one.
Damn scammers.
They cheat, they steal, they lie. It's enough to make you cry.
I wish they all would die.
That's Michael Harrison.
I wish they all would die.
I sound a little like Nixon there, don't I?
I wish they all would die.
When we first wrote that song, we had a big discussion as to whether or not we're going to get in trouble for inciting violence with the lines, I wish they all would die. They should all die, we believe. That, you know, it comes up four times in the song. And damn nobody scammers. Has complained. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. Damn scammers. That's a new release. It's streaming now. And if you are interested in Michael's career, side career, side gig as a musician with Gun Hill Road, there's access to it. You can go to Talkers, and get it. You have a separate...
Go direct to it, scammersvideo.com, scammersvideo.com. It's the whole scammers package. Video. Bingo. You don't have to start looking for it. It's right there.
Right.
Scammersvideo.com. We put a lot of work into it. Good reaction to this one. People are enjoying it.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. And by the way, the king of helping people who are getting scammed, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, will be along on the countdown with his usual overview of some of the stories, the legal stories, and some of the scams. But he also is the guest of honor this week on Michael's MH interview. MHinterview.com asked Steve on it. What did you talk about? This sort of thing? What did you have in it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I took it beyond just digital scamming. We talked about how the scamming on the internet is polluting our society beyond the internet, that even legitimate institutions such as colleges, insurance companies, big pharma, big religion, certainly big politics, all use scamming methods now to raise money, to sell products, to take money out of your pocket. The banking institutions. We live in an era of disingenuousness beyond just the danger of being online. And we talk about that. It's a pretty good one. We'll talk about damn scammers, of course, because that's my current pet project, but
right.
It really is an important subject. And I have to we mentioned Steve Weisman in the video. We have his statement, things are not as bad as they seem. They are far worse. That's one of Steve's famous
great
mottos.
Lines.
And we have that in there. I've been involved with Steve for years and was involved in the creation of Scamicide. He is
very helpful.
Champion. He's a champion crime fighter, one of the best in the in the country, and he's a great blessing for this show and for your shows.
Yep.
And we're lucky to know him. We're lucky to have him.
Yep, I agree.
In our crowd.
One of the things here that needs some attention, as we have time to give it the attention it deserves, the Israeli-Hamas war is number 7 this week on the story count. And I noticed that Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate Majority Leader, thinks it's he's taken it upon himself to call for an Israeli election to get rid of Netanyahu. And in my mind, that just makes him look bad because he's meddling. We tell other countries not to meddle in what we're doing here. So why would we think it was okay for our people to meddle in what they're doing there? Netanyahu, and by the way, the opposition, there are a lot of elections going on now, and one in Israel, but the guy who's running against him said he wouldn't stop the war either. So, you know, Schumer's usual is out to lunch, or left field, whatever. That's my point of view on it. What do you think about what's going on?
I think he's playing with dynamite. I think what's going on in Israel and the Hamas war is and Gaza is tragic, but it's complicated. And you got to understand the situation to understand how complicated it is. There's no easy solution, and Schumer really is meddling at this point. You're right.
Yeah. All right. The story of James Crumbly. One of the items also added into the list, the Crumbly conviction. That's coming up as we continue in a few moments here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Announcing the new My Pillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale. Fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The top Republican in the U.S. Senate is urging the top Republican in the U.S. House to bring a $95 billion bipartisan foreign aid bill to the floor for a vote. GOP Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the stakes could not be any higher and the clock is ticking.
Vladimir Putin is not playing for a tie. He's not headed to the negotiating table. He will not stop at Ukraine. He's told us. and he's shown us.
So far, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has refused to bring the Senate bill up for a vote in his chamber, not without concessions from Democrats and the Biden administration on policy at the southern border. Home improvement store sales are driving increased spending in February, according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales rebounded by 0.6% last month, following a decline of over 1% in January. Despite the rise in retail sales, gas prices also saw an increase. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Musical interlude, the damn scammers that Michael Harrison and Dunhill Road have prepared as something to look for, damnscammers.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, there is a focus on the radio stations, and I've come along the old Casey Kasem route of acknowledging some of the stations that carry the program every week, like, let's see, WKEZ down in Key Largo, Florida, and WTTB in Vero Beach, both carrying the Talk Radio Countdown show. Thank you for being here on your AM and FM side. Michael Harrison, AM and FMer that he is.
That sounds good. By the way, it's scammersvideo.com, not damn scammers.
All right, excuse me.
I don't want to send people on a wild goose chase and they'll think I'm scamming them. Scammersvideo.com.
No scams allowed here.
If you're doing a song about scammers and you have a show with people like Steve Wiseman on it, you got to be careful not to do scamming yourself. You know, got to be accurate.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. All right. So the kinds of things that Steve and J.J. Wiseman talked about, we were discussing scams and stuff. I'm going to throw this out because it's from my other neck of the woods, the farm world. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I do the American Family Farmer Show, which was done at the behest and request of Michael Harrison when we started doing it a number of years ago. There is a story that basically is clickbait that is floating around right now. It is a scam that someone, a farmer somewhere, has found tissue and testicles to create a new giant hybrid form of sheep. That is not true, folks. If you see it, I don't know how many people are going to see it, but I felt compelled to tell that story.
Sorry.
Okay. Damn scammers.
Tissues and testicles. That's a great name for a song.
Isn't it, though, huh?
Yeah, I love it.
But Popsicles and Icicles. Remember that song?
That I remember, too. But that wasn't the scam. That was actually...
No, it was actually it.
Popsicles. Right. Oh, my God.
Those are icicles. The Mermaids, I think.
The Mermaids!
That shows you how bad is that I remember that song from 1966.
A lot of those terrible teenage love songs are ingrained in our brains. Do you realize that some of the songs that we consider to be these legendary classics that we never question their meaning or their validity... Are really goofy, stupid teenage love songs.
Fine. Because we were both disc jockeys at that era, we remember playing those songs. So
no, but the DJs, I remember being a kid listening to them.
I never played them.
I wouldn't play them. As a matter of fact, the music we played was considered.
Yeah, you had a different.
It was heavy duty, but
avant-garde stuff.
No, but the point is, if kids today were singing songs like we did as kids, we'd be making fun of them. We would laugh at them and say how frivolous, you know.
Right. That's
it's culture, popular culture, what's acceptable and what's not, what's considered good and what's considered bad, are extremely subjective to who you are, where you were, what you were doing at the time. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But whatever.
All right. Just as an aside, social media stuff this week, one of the questions that we posted at gooddayshow.com, do you feel like road rage incidents are on the rise? Susan said, oh, yeah, and she was talking about a limousine that passed her one time. She gave us an example of what's going on one of the highways near her. And Nikki Lanigan said, no, I haven't noticed anything. Most of people in my area are very friendly drivers, the reason I bring it up is because one of the great things about using social media, about which we were talking a little bit, there are lots of adjuncts to it that are bad. But two people that have two different points of view, two different experiences, and that's kind of what talk radio conversation is all about, I think, in part. And with that in mind, Michael, I don't know if you saw any bits and pieces of the whole thing, the interview that Tucker Carlson did with Chris Cuomo, or vice versa, Cuomo, Carlson, Carlson, Cuomo. I thought it was probably one of the best pieces, if you want to call it journalism. I don't know if it was called journalism. It was entertaining to have the two of them, who have over the years, when they were on CNN and Fox, were at each other all the time. Now they get together because they've both been fired, and that was the theme of the interview. We both got fired, and it was very entertaining and informative. And I was thinking about some of the debates. Every year have the talk radio convention in New York, first weekend, the first Friday of June. Actually, this year, again, it's going to be at Hofstra University. And I was trying to remember whether we ever had two radio hosts who had been fired from their jobs that might have been in that same league. And would that be an intriguing conversation? It just, you know, popped into my head. Whether, you know, we've all been fired at one point in time or another, and we all have stories to tell. I don't know. I just thought it was an interesting anecdotal thing to have two guys who seemed so pitted against each other come to terms. And isn't that the way we hope it would be? If you disagree, that's swell. But if you're, you know, if you can talk to each other in a setting like that for an hour or so, do you think that was genuine, the conversation between the two of them? And would it lead to a genuine conversation? I guess if we did it with radio hosts.
I have no idea what's genuine and what's not in terms of what lies behind, you know, the face and the minds of people in this business or any business. But, I mean, it sounded to me like they were commiserating. I didn't see the interview, so I don't know. I can't comment on it.
Yeah, they were kind of. I guess maybe that's a good way of putting
commiserating
it.
In their collective misery for having lost their positions on two major platforms. Now one of them is on X and the other is on News Nation. Neither right. is Chop Liver. But they were basically carrying out their mandate. They were carrying out their mission, and now they're carrying out a new mission. I think any intelligent observer of the media who follows all of this stuff would say to themselves, at least for one flash of a second, maybe they're all full of crap, and I shouldn't take anything that any of these clowns say too seriously.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's a good point of view, actually, an important point of view. All right. So number three on the people list is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I want to talk with Michael about how the Democrats are preparing to go to war against him as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown show, brought to you in part by the folks who are selling those Omaha steaks. The site-wide sale right now, you can save on all of your favorites, 50% off, half the normal price from now until the first week of April. If you go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, you can shop this sale to your heart's content, order as much as you want to, all the mouth-watering things that are specials at Omaha Steaks, because the possibilities with the Omaha Steaks are endless. Endless flavor, endless value, endless lists of entrees and sides and desserts and so much more. So, remember, all of them are 50% off right now during the semi-annual sale. Every single bite of every single product that you get from Omaha Steaks is backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. You like it, you love it, or you get your money back. So visit omahasteaks.com/Doug and get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers along with whatever else you select shopping that semi-annual sale. Hurry up, because the deal, as I say, is over the first part of April. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, please, if you please. All right, so let's talk about the Democrats and what's going to happen. I don't know whether the Republican hosts are going to take up the cause or not. I will, because I like Kennedy as an alternative, but a lot of the Republicans are ignoring him because they love Trump or they think they have to be loyal to Trump. But it's interesting to find out this week, Michael, that the Democratic National Committee is building a team to counter Kennedy and the people involved with him, any of his allies. They've hired an operative who's best known. This is Liz Smith. You remember her? She was involved in the presidential campaign of Pete Buttigieg. I never pronounced his name right. Anyway, she's going to be
Pete.
The bad apple who's got... Yeah, Pete. Yeah, just call him Pete. Pete, you know.
That's
Pete.
The way to pronounce it. Pete.
Yeah. Anyway, so one wonders whether some of our the Republican brethren or right-wing brethren or Trump brethren will even pay attention to this. This does tell you, though, doesn't it? The Democrats have a committee to fight Kennedy. That tells you they think he's serious, a serious problem.
Well, when you have elections that are settled in the Electoral College in a handful of battleground states by a handful of votes, every vote counts, and especially votes that could take away from the core. A case could be made that Al Gore would be president had Ralph Nader not run in 2000.
Yep.
Ross Perot might have been the cause of George H.W. Bush losing to Bill Clinton. Third-party candidates can swing elections, and ironically, in the direction of the opposition, that
they defeat their purpose.
They defeat their own purpose. Yeah, I've had arguments right. with Ralph Nader now for 20 years about this, and he refused to acknowledge it. You know, no, he says the third-party system is a great way for people to vent and to express their views and their dissatisfaction with the status quo. But the fact of the matter is, there's an old thing, you hold your nose and you vote. For the sake of expediency, for the sake of expediency and serving the majority, third-party candidates can be a very destructive ego trip and not help the country come up with a president who is actually favored by a majority, however that majority is counted, whether it's a majority of electoral votes or a popular vote, which is a whole argument that we could have forever. So I understand why the Democrats are concerned about RFK. How many people out there who don't know, you know, squat about the issues or who these people are, they go, RFK
Kennedy.
Jr. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Vote for him. Yay.
You know, I don't know if you saw the Super Bowl ad that they mustered up for Kennedy, and it was a total play on nostalgia, making RFK Jr. look like the Kennedy that ran in 1960 against Nixon, and the whole feeling that was in the air about a new frontier and young people and inspiration for the future. And so now, but RFK is positioned between the two sides. He could take away from both sides, or he could take away from nothing and wind up being nothing but a fizzle.
Well, for me, I don't mind saying that the election were today, I'd vote for him.
Well, you like Bloomberg, too.
I did. I thought Bloomberg would have been a fabulous president, frankly. All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen continuing here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It's 48 past the hour.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text FLASH to 321321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SLASH to 321321. That's FLASH to 321321.
Progressive presents Adjusting to the Suburbs.
It never dawned on me how much walking I used to do until I bought a house in the suburbs. Like when I'd say, I'm going for coffee, of course I was walking. But now it's like 3 miles and no latte is worth that. I find myself inviting people on walks with me like it's a scheduled activity. This morning my neighbor asked me what I'm doing and I actually said, I'm going for a walk with Nancy.
Anyway, when you save with Progressive by bundling your home and auto, that's the easy part of adjusting to the suburbs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third parties.
any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Come and knock on our door. Kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's Company, too.
Come on, right, theme from Three's Company is how we get in to the situational survey that we find ourselves in, surveying what's going on at the box office. And here to help us through our considerations is the considerably talented Chuck Curry. How's that for
you? How are you, Doug?
Pretty well. I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm pretty good. And we play that because this day in TV history, which is March 15, 1977, Three's Company premieres on ABC, becomes a big hit. John Ritter, Suzanne Somers, Joyce DeWitt, Norman Fell. Very, very funny show. You could argue a precursor to what Seinfeld did. Not a lot of substance, but boy, was that show very, very funny.
Very funny. Let's hear it for being very funny.
And it was one of those shows, Doug, that turned his cast over. John Ritter stayed, but everybody else pretty much ultimately left, and it was still good. I mean, they brought on a lot of different cast members, and including Don Knotts, who replaced Norman Fell in that landlord role, and the show continued to be extremely funny and a big hit for ABC. I got to tell you, I miss the days of three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, where shows got big ratings, and these shows are all what they call water cooler talk the next morning. Different world now.
I was looking at the reviews that were on the Nielsen report page as to the 6 month delayed television season that started, and pretty much every one of the Law and Order franchise, the FBI franchise, and the Chicago franchise, and plus some other shows that they profiled, have gone up in the ratings from 2 to 6, in some cases 8 to 10%. Because whether people like them, I mean, we talk about if you have 6 or 7 million viewers, that's a success. I was sort of surprised to see that with NCIS, because people miss.
Here's the deal. I could give you an example, like Law and Order, those shows, or the Chicago shows, right? They air on NBC. So the next day, they're archived on Peacock without commercials, I believe. So that's how they count the ratings. You know, it's called extended views. And, I mean, I guess that's a really good thing for the people involved in these programs because, you know, these streamers do give people a chance to watch these shows and catch on. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. Yeah, all the way around. It's good. Traditional television, and it makes me feel good because those are the shows, many of them, that I watch, and I don't want to think that I'm watching them by myself. Are they going away? But, you know, it's interesting. The biggest success when I was looking at those ratings was Blue Bloods. Gone up in the ratings 14%. And yet they have announced, one wonders whether it's because the announcement was made that this was the last season, or they're going to shoot a full season and play half of it between now and May and the other half in the fall. Whether, you know, Donnie Wahlberg has hinted publicly in 3 or 4 different circumstances that the rest of the cast is trying to figure out how they can keep it going without Tom Selleck. I don't know how they do that, but
here's the thing. I mean, that's a two-way street also because, the Law and Order shows, somehow, some way, they've managed to keep those shows going.
Yeah, they changed all the characters.
But there are a lot of shows that have stayed way past their welcome. Like if the top of my head, you know, I remember Dallas back in the day, or Knots Landing, two shows that I thought were terrific, but they went on too long. And the last few seasons can really mar a show's legacy if you take it. I mean, I guess it's up to the writers telling the producers, listen, there's not a lot of gas left in the tank.
Blue Bloods, there's such good stories. The stories are so good.
I don't discount that.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
all right, what's coming out this weekend that's new? What are we going to see?
One really big movie. Well, I guess Arthur the King, which is a Mark Wahlberg film. $20 million production, dog. Which is, him and a dog, endurance race. It looks fairly appealing. I don't know if it's going to have bite at the box office, as they say. I guess Kung Fu Panda 4 and Dune 2 will still be number 1 and 2. But I'm curious to see how Arthur the King, which is a family film, and that's a good thing. I think the marketplace needs a lot more family films to be released, so I embrace that.
Neve Campbell says she's returning to Scream.
I saw that.
After being away from the last sequel, will that make a difference to the audience?
Well, I mean, I'm glad she got a payday. Creatively, they're probably just grasping at straws. They're bringing, and then Kevin Williamson, who wrote the original Scream, is going to direct. I don't think he's ever directed before, so. That series is still very successful, Doug. I know you don't like it, but
all right,
it makes money.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.